Our mistakes are our greatest, greatest teachers. It's a tragedy to call them mistakes. For without them, I mean, we would not grow to the extent that we do. And I am, there is no amount of value that I can place on the mistake portions of where I'm at thus far. My intuition was this. We have instincts. Women especially. And we've been taught by everything in our society to steer away from them and to not trust them when it's the complete opposite that we should be doing. I instinctively have known my entire life that my value was so beyond what the amount of money flowing in my life said to the world and to me. Because again, we've got this externally sick, externally validated world. And we most have no idea how to find the validation for themselves. For themselves. Each of us for ourselves. That is the story. I mean, so many. The healing. The year of living in the present and just living with a 9-to-5 job for the first time in my life. Like, unbelievable. And then, the fully listening. Now that I saw the truth, saw it in action almost every day, felt it like I never felt it, there was no way I could return to a job that paid me what it did, because in my opinion, there's no amount of money out there for the value that I know I can bring to the world because of my faith and hope in people. Now, in this old game, yeekah, I have definitely been taken advantage of, more so emotionally my whole life than anything else. But neither one of the players knew that manipulation was going on. Because from the time I was a child, I was training myself. All I did instinctively was take on a ton of the emotional energy of my living situation that that wasn't mine. You know, I mean, we all own our parts. If you're being real, if you're mature, you know in any living situation what part of it you own. You know, it's like when you're on the court, man, and the dude's wide open for the layup and your bounce pass, you know, goes short and it hits him in the feet. My bad. That's my bad, man. No, you were there. You were there. That's my bad. This is the same. It's the same thing, but we don't do that. We don't do that so well in our living situations. Well, I have always been exceptional at that. In fact, horribly detrimental to my own life because I had no idea where my own boundaries were. I had no clue what my point of attraction was because it was ingrained in me at 6 and I didn't have any example of a healthy, I mean, it wasn't. They were doing the best they could, but I was on my own emotionally because my parents were obviously tapped beyond what they were capable of giving. They were doing the best they can, and I chose this. I absolutely, positively believe that our souls choose these lives. Come on, anybody that's been to a funeral, you've seen the body without the spirit. That's not grandpa. That's not grandma. No way. I don't buy it. I mean, it looks like them, but that's not them. I mean, it isn't. When our essence leaves us, man, you really see that these bodies are just an encasement. They're just our conduit of something super powerful. Many of you call that power God. Source energy, light, the truth. I don't care what you call it. It's that which is greater than us, and there is no doubt about its reality. But to fully believe in what all the religions of the world try to express in their own way, in their own interpretation, to really walk the walk of what our religions, of what our faiths preach, friends, let me tell you, that is no easy journey, no easy transition. It's quite simple, because I've narrowed it down to four things, and I've accredited this to Shri Ra and Kira. I never remember their full names, because as you can tell, I'm sorry, I don't know their names. If they were that huge of in teachers, perhaps I would know their names. No, they're hugely influential in my life right now. Their teachings, and they're speaking to a pretty small percentage, I think. It was their book and these four things, and they were using it in a slightly different context, but this is how I chose to interpret it for my own life. And that is what information and knowledge, what information is out there for us to do. It is for knowledge and information is to gain and for us to incorporate it into our own unique life experiences and mold it however it suits us. That's our right. That's our right to do that. And we have gotten to a spot where we don't give one another the space it's required and the respect that there is no better, just different. Regardless, four things. Be in union. And first and foremost, that means with yourself. And when you're in union with yourself, you're in union with that which is greater than us, but also ties us and the environment, this universe all together, the energy of light, of source, of God. So be, whatever you call it, be in union, beginning with yourself, truly aiming for unconditional love. Unconditional love. Do you know what that means? I mean, we kind of throw it around a little bit. That means you have love for everyone and everything without having a condition tied to that love. It's not, I only love you when you behave this way. Or, I only love you when you make me feel this way. When you make me feel this other way, I don't love you, and shame on you for making what you feel more important than what I feel. Unconditional love is no joke. Truly trying to get to the point where you're walking that walk the majority of your day. No judgment. Same thing. Hard as hell. I'm talking really not having judgment of anything or anyone. And I'll talk on this later, but that's why TV shows like Dexter and Breaking Bad are particularly brilliant. Because where those shows have taken folks that view them in terms of recognizing or contemplating at least what we label as good and bad. Good and evil. And seriously, we really can't treat them as black and white as our society tries to do. And only increasingly so. So you got things going in. You've got something that you cannot at all treat as black and white. Good and evil. Right and wrong. Because here's the deal. Everybody's right. Every path is right. Every path is right. Because each path is what it's just it's only it's there's no right and wrong. There is just what is. Because who are we to say what's wrong for us can't be right for somebody else? That sort of defies what human individuality, certainly what we stand for in this country. So, anyway, judgment. I can go off. That's the third thing. And finally, faith, trust, belief. You got to actually believe it, folks. And I'm not talking going to church every Sunday, wearing your crosses, you know, making the sign of the cross in the end zone if you don't really mean. You got to really believe it. And the stories I will tell about how powerful our beliefs are, and a lot of times it's insidious. Like, you can't really identify. It takes a particular situation or a particular life experience sometimes to trigger, oh my God, that's what I really believe about such and such. God, had that not happened, I never would have known. I never would have thought I could have believed that I really, you know. So again, it's, you got to believe that it matters. It matters that you really believe. That's part of what my story is going to demonstrate. It's going to take a couple more months, but I'm getting there. So how did I get this started? The four things. That's really what it takes to truly be a follower of the faiths in our world that are out there expressing this truth. And many, many, many of you are claiming to follow one or multiple or have tried many of those faiths. So, and this isn't about being holier than thou. Are you kidding me? Most people right now who have been following me could not think I'm further from holier than thou. They probably think I should be committed because of the things that I've done, but they certainly aren't thinking that I'm some sort of brilliant genius right now. I don't share that sentiment, thankfully. But no, I'm as real as it's going to be, folks, because I felt compelled. Everything told me. What started this conversation was that I knew what my value was, okay? And I knew that even though I didn't have focus yet, even though this was a feeling, this starting my own company was just this, I knew that I would be doing myself an enormous disservice to go back to a job which I adored, which I loved, but only paying me what it paid me. Because as I know what my value is. It's just, I've always known I was going to have to create almost a way to show people that where the value was. Because what I am, the combination of skills and strengths that I am, there's not a place for it in this old world. I've tried. I've tried every angle. I've tried every area of our work, professional sort of work, nonprofit, entrepreneurial, for-profit, educational, higher ed, school ed. I've done it all, and I couldn't last anywhere for more than a year, save the last place I was at, Microsoft. That's part of the reason I didn't go back, because that was the best year of my life up until this present year. Last year was a little bit, had more ups than the downs. This year's been more challenging than the joyride of last year, but I had an amazing year at Microsoft. And had I gone back one more year, I not only would have been selling myself remarkably short in terms of what I can contribute to the world in that year, far surpasses what I was going to be paid, because you can't measure it with money. And two, it was going to get that much more comfortable. And, I don't know. I may not have reacted so well to that second year, because this has been burning inside of me my whole life. So, but I knew my personality. My personality is, I've never been attached or attracted to a job for the freaking job. There isn't a job in the old world paradigm. I mean, when teaching was the experience it was for me, which was far from ideal, that blew everything out of the water. I said, well, we're certainly in a world of hurt when you go into a school and it feels like a mental institution. And you see behaviors that you would stereotypically label with adjectives that you would stereotypically attribute to kind of the cutthroat corporate world. I knew we were in a world of hurt after my 2 years of teaching experience. God love my kids, it wasn't them. And not even so much the staff, it's these systems. Okay, I'm not going to go off on that now. But I knew that it would be comfortable for me, because I got attached to the people and I loved the people. And had I stayed another year, it would have been that much harder for me to do, because don't kid yourself, this has been the absolute most challenging thing of my life. Nothing, I don't have anything to come close. I don't have anything, even because it's everything. It's everything. It's healing. It's living. It's loving. It's seeing. It's changing. It's being aware. It's on so many levels as you open your mind to see how massive life is and how we've constricted ourselves and restricted ourselves to so little of living. It's why we see the craziness going on, because it's the energy we are wanting to come out of our skins. So anyway, I knew my value and I knew it would be too comfortable. So that was a big reason I leapt. But leapt, you know, took the leap into, wow, I'm kind of leaping little risky, you know, when you don't have any revenue stream coming in. But there's a reason for that too. Not for this recording, but there is a reason for that. It was very, very conscious what I've been doing. Very conscious. And I swear there has not been a moment of hesitation, of doubt on sticking to this. Because I have no doubt what lies ahead of me. I absolutely have no doubt. But it's been seeing what are the lessons, because I try not to have set expectations. I mean, I generally expect positive things, but I don't fill in the grid. I try not to get too specific, or if I get too specific, it's only to identify with the feeling, but I don't attach the specific person or the specific event to being necessary, because then you set yourself up for all sorts of things. So it's hard to do though, right? So I'm still getting comfortable in that. So if I was to be honest, this is not where I thought I had expected to be by this time, in one sense, from one perspective. However, rather than lament or think about that in any way of what could have been, because why waste your time? It isn't. Look at what it is and what it has been, and focus on how you can weave it into the lessons and make it into a better story. It's weaving it into your story. How do you fit it in to make it benefit where you want to go? Okay, how do you look at, okay, you know, this isn't yet clicking in. Why isn't this clicking in? Well, I know it's because, you know, it's all vibration. So if people aren't, you know, tuning in or contributing or feeling this yet, there's got to be, I'm not putting it out correctly yet. I'm taking full responsibility, full ownership of my life. And again, that's another angle, right? A friend told me this weekend, listen, you got to be careful. It's a lot of noise. You got a lot to say, and it's just a lot of noise. I appreciated his honesty. I absolutely did. I absolutely can see from certain perspectives to certain ears. This is a ton of noise. But I'm telling you, to a lot of ears, this is not at all noise. This is music to their ears, because it's someone talking about a world that's possible that isn't this one. Because, you know, I'm going to tell you, the first thing to do is check out of the media. I did that 5 years ago, and it's the best thing I ever did. But, you know, it's hard to avoid it. You know, if I'm on Facebook or just driving around, I mean, it's hard to avoid it. But I do a pretty good job. You'd be amazed. You'd be amazed at how little all the tragedies that are thrown at us from every angle in our mass media, in the mainstream world, every day. You'll be amazed at how much of that disappears when you stop giving it focus. It's incredible. And you're kidding yourself if you don't think that that has an energetic effect on you. There's no doubt it does. Folks, that negativity matters. And it's easy. It's easy, right? To feel, you know what? I'm not gonna let the conversation go there, because I go off on tangents. Back to what my friend, he said, noise. You got a lot to say. Yeah, I've got a ton to say. And the people who are hearing every single word, the ones to whom Like I said, this is music to their ears. Man, those are the ones I'm talking to. Fellas, sorry, no offense, no judgment, but much more ladies, statistically speaking, are going to be receptive of this at all ages. Like, I had 11-year-olds when I was teaching dialed in. There's no doubt there are more and more kids being born today for a reason, and they're dialed in. So ladies are going to be hearing this because, ladies, it's a calling. This is our planet, our home that we all share. And, you know, we don't do so hot in science in this country. So it might be easy to forget that we're kind of all a balanced ecosystem, except for the fact that we're completely out of balance. And we are, again, statement of fact, not judgment. Fellas, I love you. I love you, fellas. Okay? But we're still living in a white man's world, lots of white man systems, and we've just outgrown them. And we're trying to, Albert Einstein, you cannot fix a problem from the same consciousness that created it. You must see the world anew. We got to see the world anew, and there aren't many people who've got a big microphone talking about what that new world looks like. Oh, believe me, they're out there. They're definitely out there. But they are not out there at the same level as the negative. And this is a call. It is time, ladies and gents, of all ages, of all creeds, of all backgrounds, all backgrounds. I don't care if you've been in jail. I don't care if you've murdered someone. I don't care if you've committed the worst atrocities or you're supposedly the best person on the face of this earth. Because all of that's in the past. This is about the power of right now, the present moment. This is about recombining our resources on this planet in an entirely different way. And namely, one, our greatest resource of all, our people, and the power of our minds. Specifically, credit this to Mike Dooley, the power of our thoughts. Because all our beliefs are our practiced thoughts. Yes, my friend, from this weekend, I have a lot to say because I've got an entire world created in my head. I put a Facebook post up a couple months ago comparing myself, and sorry, I'm not doing it for, it's, I'm comparing myself to what I thought, what I imagined J.K. Rowling must have felt when she first was getting the whole Harry Potter series in her head. Because you don't just write like, the whole thing, she saw all those books before any of them were written. I can almost guarantee it. I can almost guarantee it. You still write them and it still comes to you. But when you're receiving something like that, that's dialed in. And every one of us has that potential because we do have a unique calling. Whether or not we hear that calling in each life, well, life lesson after life, you know, you'll get the same lesson until you learn it. And I believe no matter what, even if your soul wasn't necessarily supposed to learn it in this life, I love challenges. Let's go for it. You know, not that you ever know that consciously, but we are here right now to combine in an entirely new way. And I've got an example of it. I'm living an example of it via all the systems that we identify in our present paradigm of fear, okay? Because if you say to somebody, well, you got to create a world, what do you need? Well, you need an economic system, you need a financial system, educational, health and fitness, creative, artistic, environmental. Okay, got it. I can give you an example of all of it. I've got the entire thing in my head. And I also happen to have a network that is literally worldwide of not so shabby folks. Okay, because it's time to call an apple an apple. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're hearing this right now, you are of a very small percentage of the world in terms of your intellect. Because you're either in my network, which is pretty vast, or, you know, one or two people removed from that. I've had approximately 2,500 unique viewers to the website in about 35 countries and 49 states with no marketing. and no focus. You don't think I had value this year? You don't think that was worth something? You tell me. You tell me. And you know what? Here's the deal. Time is going to tell. Time is going to tell. And I was and have been feeling very, very stressed about the fact that it's not really observable yet to folks how close I know I am to what I'm here to do. But it's about to take off. And different ways of expressing this are about to come together in a 30-day campaign. I hope to launch it very, very shortly. I'm having some restructuring that I'm doing with the work after some tremendous, tremendous lessons in the past 4 months in particular. And I am ready. I'm ready to take this all to the next level and to begin to make it a little bit more clear about what it is I'm doing, what I'm living, what am I trying to be an example of. And I'll end with sort of where it was going when I went off on the tangent here to decide to abruptly end. A whole different world. Peace world. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what it is. We're living in fear world right now, or most people are. I have an entire business that's based in peace world. And let me just tell you, I've been building the big bridge backwards. I know I am here to be a bridge to all those who want to cross over. If you want to cross over in the peace world, every single person has the opportunity to come do it. And I'm not the only one living over there. I just don't happen to have many people yet in my network, since I'm so new to peace world, who I know are living there. But I happen to believe that I have a ton of people in my network who at least are going to be interested in hearing a little bit and seeing a little bit about what this peace world place is like. And this is just my take on it. This is just my interpretation after 3 years ago making the decision to go head on into my dark, head on into the depths of my devils, my personal little hell, because I was so tired of being unhappy and unfulfilled and alone and feeling like I was totally wasting my life. The reason why I felt that is because I was completely disconnected. I had to heal. We have a movement of healing, and healing movement is the next big movement, I predict. So I'm here to do, I'm helping to lead in this healing movement. And as you heal, I am here to help support and inspire and bridge you to the new, because this transition, it's simple, but it's not easy. It's taken me 3 conscious years consciously let my stories help you not take that long. I do not hold the belief that, oh, well, it was hell for me. You got to go through hell too. See, that's not part of the new game. That just doesn't make sense. That's just a massive waste of energy, and it's silly. Okay? So this is where I know and why I know I have value, because I know the call that's being beckoned throughout our earth. I'm hearing it loud and clear. And I might be hearing one that's not being heard by all that many people, since the risks and the faith, I mean, the 100% faith that I've had on this with no outward proof, it's part of the story. Believe me, it's part of the story. But I am no better than anybody else. We are all out here, and it's a vibration that's being sent out. It's like a bandwidth of, hey, folks, you can get out of the rat race. You really can. You can leave this world, but you got to believe it, and you create it. But you can't come play in peace world until you make peace in your individual world. And that is where, well, most of the population in the entire Americas, right? Because of our material wealth and our lack of spiritual wealth. My sixth graders will remember that Peace Corps lesson plan. Extra credit, some kind of extra credit when I do my first public speech in Plant City with those kids who are now ready to start their senior year. For any of you who stumble upon this and name that lesson to me and come up to me that day, I'll give you $1,000. I don't even think I'm kidding on that. Because it is kind of a remote chance. So let me just again conclude. So I'm here to usher in a big healing movement, to kind of inspire you. And if you want, I'm not here to convince anybody. I'm not here to debate anybody. Nope. I'm just sharing my story. If any part of it sounds kind of intriguing, kind of cool, I'm also going to kind of have a life example that's a bridge. And along that bridge, I'm going to be connecting people left and right with their dreams and with their visions of this world. Oh man, that's your dream? That's my dream too. Hey, I know this person, I know that person. You guys got the same dream. What do you think we can do with that energy when you understand the power of the now? Because I was saying before, it doesn't matter what you do in the past. It's now an understanding that we're creating tomorrow. So that's what I'm here to do. Bridge you over, start the healing movement. We're going to bridge over and help you with your transition story between fear world and peace world if you're interested in checking it out. But know that you really can't get, you get glimpses of it. You can definitely get glimpses of it. But anything extended, like to really kind of get an extended feeling, it's going to take. You got to make peace with that pain. You got to do it. And it doesn't need to, it takes as long as it takes. It takes as long as it takes. And I've learned a tremendous amount in tracking every angle of this in my own journey. Well, for my whole life, not even just the past 3 years. And finally, the other big thing, and I'll end on this. I also believe that I am going to be part of, I guess you could call it a movement, of the complete elimination, the evolution beyond the dollar. Because let's face it, folks, it's not getting the job done. The dollar, the peso, the yen, the rupee, I don't care what form you're calling it, what currency, it's missing a whole hell of a lot of things that you just can't put a dollar value amount on. And I'm sorry, I kind of work a little bit logically. I really, really, really love math and logic. I love it. I'll use it a lot. So get used to it if you're going to be a fan. That doesn't make sense to me. How in the hell does everything in this world revolve around money or whatever, you know, whatever form of it, whatever currency? How does everything revolve around it? And I do mean everything revolve around it when it is missing so much of the living experience. And let's not fail to recognize all of the most positive parts of the living experience. Because can you put a dollar value on, you know, the best night of your life? Can you put a dollar value on your most important friend? Can you put a dollar value on what you learned was your last night with your dying grandmother before she left this life? Man, you can't put a dollar value on that. So folks, it's time for something new. Don't hate any one person. Don't hate at all. You're going to learn soon. That's the first, that won't get you anywhere. Don't blame. Don't judge. Don't blame the people. It's these systems. It's just time for something new. And what it's really looking for, it needs the female touch because we're working from men and white men. We need more minority input, mostly to begin with, not to put down any race. But if you want to get into it anthropologically, there really isn't a such thing as race. Don't get me started on that tangent. Women, okay? This is the return of the divine feminine. Pretty awkward coming out of this mouth, all right? Because this is an athlete. This is a girl who wants so very badly to be feminine. And I just can't believe how challenging it is for me to learn to carry myself in a feminine manner, you know, because mostly I don't even know what that means. So, you know, you're in for a treat. This is going to be, you know, off the chain basically for 30 days because it's a just let go campaign. For 30 days, I am meant to not rein this in. Now, in the background, I've totally already reined it in. I know exactly where the focus is. I've shared a little bit with you, okay? In general, I am going to be heading up a big-time voice in what I think will become a massive healing movement using my own healing story as the example. Two, super, super duper inspiration and support along as I, if you want to, can guide you over one bridge of many from the world paradigm of fear to the world paradigm of peace that is present on Earth right now. And three, once we are in that new world, we are going to, among many, many other things, we are going to evolve beyond the dollar. It's going to be a, and again, I can't tell you exactly what it is because we're all going to create it together. We've created this mess that we're in right now. And actually, it's exactly as it should be. It's not really a mess. But we're going to create it together. But I can tell you, the dollar ain't cutting it. And in the input, more so than any, that our earth, our home, is beckoning for is the female. This is the return of the divine feminine. And so this previously channeling a lot more of my masculine energy than my feminine, I am in a personal rebalancing where I'm trying to find that feminine. And right now, it's kind of wild. And I'm pretty convinced that, I've been sitting with this for a good 2 months because I don't like appearing crazy. But I pretty much, if I'm going to be honest, most people in my life right now are running kind of the other direction. They're not quite so sure, you know, what to make of what I got going on. Because it's hard, if I told anybody, and very, very, very few people know even half of what's all in my head. But it's perfect. Everything has been perfect. And it's been a hell of a past 5 months. But it's perfect. And I am absolutely now convinced that I am receiving the intuition still correctly. That I'm supposed to let go in a very organized, somewhat focused, disciplined manner for 30 days and share just a glimpse of my interpretation of these times and how I've incorporated it into my own life for the ultimate purpose of serving as an example for anyone out there who wants to make any sort of change in their life to something different than what we see in the world today. So, I'm wordy, I'm verbose, and hopefully moving quickly from that. You're going to either be into it or you're not. But even if you're not into this, I'm going to be coming at you with many different ways of sharing this story. 30 days. I don't have a start date, but when it starts, and I'm hoping and aiming for mid-June, it will be 30 days straight of at least one new thing to the website. Probably more like two or three every day from all sorts of angles woven together in almost like a mini thesis project. At least that's what my intention will be. So thanks for listening. And have a great night, day, wherever you're at. Talk to you later.